They possess another advantage too. Unlike forests on land, blue carbon ecosystems do not burn. Climate change is intensifying wildfires around the world. As forests burn, their carbon stocks are released back into the atmosphere, and fires can impede a forest's ability to capture carbon even after they have burned out. In a study published on February 25th in Nature, Ecology and Evolution, researchers at the University of Stanford found that repeated fires favor slow-growing tree species. These are better able to survive blazes, but they are also less effective at soaking up carbon than faster-growing species. Submerged forests may be impervious to fires, but they remain vulnerable to other sorts of disasters. In May 2020, Cyclone Amphan destroyed 1,200 square kilometres of mangrove forest on the border between Bangladesh and the Indian state of West Bengal. A marine heatwave in Australian waters in 2010 and 2011 damaged around one-third of the world's largest seagrass meadow in Shark Bay. Over the next 3 years, field studies showed that uprooted plants were releasing their carbon back into the atmosphere. Fortunately, an older man-made ecological disaster suggests that restoring damaged blue carbon ecosystems is possible. During the Vietnam War, napalm and a cocktail of weaponized herbicides destroyed more than half of the mangroves in the Mekong Delta. A report published in 2014 by the International Society for Mangrove Ecosystems showed that an intense post-war replanting program was able to restore it within 2 decades. And there is more to such ecosystems than simply acting as sponges for greenhouse gases. They also serve as buffers for vulnerable shorelines, shielding them from storms that barrel in from the high seas. One study of 59 subtropical countries estimated that by dampening waves and providing natural barriers to storm surges, mangrove forests prevent more than $65 billion in property damage each year and help shelter more than 15 million people. Protecting and expanding them, then, appears to be a no-brainer.